Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Carlo. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we just conducted a very short opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you, as anyone in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Thank you, sir. And, sir, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely?
I will be voting.
So definitely? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
That's either 65.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
My opinion is, given the border situation, it's on the wrong track.
On the wrong track. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about proposal that may appear in your ballot this November. Can you please indicate, sir, how would you vote on it? This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Millage, and the ballot reads, should the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? Now, this millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No, there are more urgent issues than that.
I understand, sir. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no against this one? Definitely or probably?
Oh, I am definitely voting no.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will not be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for a slight property tax increase. And knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Absolutely no.
Definitely no, right? Thank you, sir.
That's
now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'm not for raising any taxes at all. It's no.
Understood, sir. And you make it very clear, and I'm required to read verbatim, so I appreciate your patience very much. As I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Now, keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your own opinion, even if neither is exactly right? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which costs the average homeowners about $105 per year. Second one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year.
The answer is no. We need to start filling some of the potholes in the streets.
Understood.
We got to understand what our priorities are here. And that kind of stuff for trails and all that, that's just fine. But people are living paycheck to paycheck. I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
And we're going
to... Inflation is way out of control, and we need to figure out how we're going to start working on the inflation and getting taxes down, not up.
No, I understand. And thank you for
sharing. Start fixing the potholes around the street so my doggone tires, I don't have to buy some new tires here, shocks.
I'm going to personal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plans to construct new trails. Which ones come closer to your own view?
The last one? The first one?
You're going to have to say that again because there's a truck going by. I'm actually driving right now.
Yes, sir. And now, the thing is that I read like three different statements about this proposal, and the question was which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Now, the last one I read is I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, which ones come closer to your own view? First one, second one, third one, or the last one?
The last one.
The last one. Sir, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read a few. I know they're all important, but just for the sake of the research, can you pick one, please? Now, the first one, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supplies, improving public education and local schools, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line in property taxes, and reducing government spending. If you have to pick one, you did mention improving local roads and infrastructure. Should I pick that one as the most?
No, you should pick the one about reducing taxes and government.
Okay, the government spending. Okay, thank you, sir. Controlling, reducing. Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Protecting, holding the property tax and reducing. Yeah, holding the property tax and reducing government spending. That's the one. Now, sir, you will not be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion of each? And if you have no opinion or never heard of each, you can also indicate that as well. Now, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Do you have a very favorable opinion of them? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable? Or no opinion? Or never heard of it?
I have heard of it, and I really have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. How about the Grand Traverse County government? What's your opinion? Same questions, same options.
I have heard of them, and I do support them.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Your city or township government, what's your opinion? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Just favorable. Somewhat
thank you,
favorable.
Sir. Okay, thank you. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right? What's your opinion?
About right.
Just about right. Thank you. Now, sir, if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Do you definitely trust them, probably trust them, probably do not trust them, or definitely do not trust them?
Definitely do not trust them.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Sir, can you please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money? Let's say they want to spend the money to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Will you strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. If they want to spend the money to maintain existing trails, same question. Approve, disapprove, strongly, or somewhat?
Disapprove, strongly.
Thank you. And to promote health and wellness, same question, same options.
For health and wellness?
To promote health and wellness, I guess they're going to do some commercials and stuff. If they want to spend the money that way, do you approve?
I don't want them spending the money. So I disapprove.
Strongly, right? Or so
yes.
What? No, strongly, okay.
No, strongly.
If they want to spend the money to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces, will you approve? Strongly, somewhat? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
To promote local economic development. Same question, same options.
I would approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat approved.
Okay. To increase non-motorized transportation options. Approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. To plan and construct new trails. Same question, same option.
Strongly disapprove.
To promote recreational opportunities. Same question, sir.
Strongly disapprove.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly disapprove.
And to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Do you approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, parks, and Grand Traverse County? Which one, the first one or the second one?
First one.
And so you will not be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate, sir, if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission and their decision making, and ensure the funds are administrated for their intended purposes. Will that make you to support this proposal much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I will not support it.
Sure, it makes no difference, or much less likely to support it?
Much less likely to support it.
There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Same question. Will this make you to support this proposal?
No, we'll not support it.
Much less likely? Okay.
Yes.
Now, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Same question, same options.
We'll not support it.
Much less, nope. Okay. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Will that make you to support this proposal? Much less, somewhat less? Okay.
Much less.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Sir, can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Is that statement very convincing? So what convincing? Not too, or not at all convincing, or no difference when it comes to your support?
If they can show me that they are going to generate more jobs, and that's better for the economy for Grand Traverse, I would say I would look at it seriously.
So should I record your answer as somewhat convincing or not too convincing?
Yes. That would be more convincing.
Somewhat convincing, okay. Now, Burbank Lake Loop Trail and the Tark Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Now, will this be a convincing statement to support this proposal? Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Same question. Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
No difference.
And this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail work free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Is that very somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Not at all, or no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. And the Grand Traverse County Trail Networks is underfunded. This is because most of the improvement and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very, so what? Not too, not at all? Or no difference?
No difference.
And this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Same question, same option, sir. How convincing?
No difference.
Okay. And today's digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Is that statement very somewhat, not too, not at all convincing reason to support this, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I like it.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Same question, same option, sir.
I would say somewhat, yes.
Somewhat convincing, okay. Now, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. How convincing is that statement? Very somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and this proposal will provide more accessibility to open spaces, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Same question, same option, sir.
No difference.
And $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. How convincing is that? Very so what? Not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not at all.
Not at all? Now, thinking into account everything you just heard, will you not be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'm not convinced. That's no. Possibly no.
Okay. Is no definitely correct?
It's a no definitely.
Yes, sir. Now you would be giving some statement against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate, sir, if each argument is very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal, and each will make no difference, you can all indicate that as well. Now, this proposal will give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Is that very, somewhat, not too, not at all convincing reason to say no against this, or no difference?
I say that's pretty convincing.
Very, okay. Now, this proposal is backed by progressive and special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. How convincing is that statement to vote no? Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
That'd be convincing, too.
Okay. Now, with inflation high, gas prices rising, home prices and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no
very
difference?
Very convincing.
Okay.
Very
now, there are more important things, exactly what you say at the beginning, and you hit it right on the nail. Yeah, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. A very convincing, somewhat, not too?
I could have written that one. That's
yeah, you did. You hit it right on the nail, sir. Now, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. How convincing is that argument to vote no against this proposal? Barry? So
yeah,
what?
That's very convincing, too.
This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. How convincing is that to vote no on this proposal? Very? Somewhat? Not
yeah,
too?
Yeah, very, very convincing. Very.
And this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Is that argument very convincing? Somewhat?
No. We just,
not too?
The road system, yeah, the road system right now, with everything under construction, I really feel sorry for the tourists. The tourists is really important to Traverse City.
Yes.
Tourism is very important to Traverse City. I would never want to bite the hand that feeds Traverse City.
Understood.
So I was born and raised in Traverse City. I've lived there over 50 years.
So you're very familiar with all the trails.
Yes. And Traverse City, tourism extremely important to Traverse City. So tell me, how should I answer that question?
So how convincing is that statement to you to vote no against this proposal? Very, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it makes no difference?
Not at all convincing. I would
not
use that one, being a native from Traverse City. I would never use that statement because it's too damn important.
Understood. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I still will vote no because the other priorities have
right.
to take precedent, and people are just living paycheck to paycheck like myself.
Understood.
I can't afford any more taxes. I really can't.
No, I understand.
You know, we gotta find money elsewhere in the budget if this is really a top priority, but it shouldn't be because we got other priorities. People are starving. I mean, gosh, we got other problems in this city.
Right, instead of the trails. Right.
And all the road construction there on the parkway is just horrible.
Understood,
you know, and that's gonna be going on. I mean, it goes all the way up to Garfield. I mean, that's gonna be going on. Till November, I feel sorry for any of the tourists coming in.
Oh,
town.
Wow.
It's horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the next one was definitely you're not going to vote for this one, right? So I can record that as your answer, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Sir, now just moving right along, you will be given a statement to complete on your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, what will be the one hesitation?
One hesitation?
Yeah, like you say, that people live in paycheck to paycheck.
There's higher priorities out there than to be worrying about trails right now.
Okay.
And I will be voting for it.
Okay, instead of trails. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Now, this proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, should the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local street, roads, highways, and bridges, repair and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair any improvement of the streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved and levy in full, the renewable millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. And if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would look at it very seriously and vote yes.
Okay, so probably yes or definitely yes? How should I record your answer?
Probably yes.
Okay.
And I have to tell you why, though.
You go ahead.
As a native there in 50 years, what improvements have we done to our roads? It's the same roads, but the population has grown 5 times. We have the same roads in that town. And the population is growing 5 times.
Right, it's getting too overcrowded, I guess, huh? Okay.
Well, no, the road system hasn't been improved. That's my point.
I don't care about
the extra people. That's okay. That's fine. It helps the economy and everything else. And I don't mind them, but you haven't improved the roads. That's the
understood.
Problem.
Okay. So probably vote yes on that one, right? So we can move forward?
That's what I said.
Okay. Now, sir, I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purpose, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Well, there's one other one, too. What about Kennedy?
No, but that was in the 2020 presidential election. How did you vote?
2020?
Yes, sir.
Really? I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. With which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
I am independent.
Thank you. Now, sir, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative on your political beliefs?
I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution.
So conservative, somewhat conservative,
no,
moderate?
I'm a moderate.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, sir, what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college graduate with associates, college graduate with bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you, sir. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living?
Own.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background? African American, Hispanic, White, Caucasian, Asian?
Yes, I'm a real mix.
I should probably call your answer so we can finish.
Okay, so tell me what race again?
African American or Black, Hispanic, White, Caucasian, Asian, Asian American?
Well, I'm part Asian and part white.
I can write that down. Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you, sir.